In the beginning of last century, it's a Hungarian American, Harry Houdini. It's a great magician, very well known. He performed many shows in Europe and America, and had a great followers across. And his speciality, if you chain him down and put him in the sea or river, he would unlock himself within 3 minutes and come off. They put him in the milk can and filled it with water, chained him, and he could able to come out within 3 minutes. Even the high security prison, he was chained and he was imprisoned, put it into the cell, he could able to come out of the prison. It's a great feat. But once he failed in Italy, he wanted to do his magic show. He was put in the jail and he was chained, and people are waiting for him to come out, and few hours. And after that one, after a few hours, he came out. The people brought him out, eyes red, perspiring, sweating, anxious. He came out, and he was brought out. They asked him, what happened? He used to come out within 3 minutes. He said, I unlocked myself, but the door was not locked. He was trying to open the door, but door was not at all locked. He was trying every method to how to unlock, but door was not locked. And he started banging on the door. Then police authorities, they came and opened the door and brought him out. And that is the situation with all of us. We are striving so hard, like how it was simple. Just he had to open the door, but he was trying every trick, all known trick, how to open the door. We are like Houdini. You can look up in the Wikipedia also about him, it is there. And we are looking out for the happiness, striving so hard to get the happiness. I want the happiness, like Houdini. It was, we have a checklist also. What are the, to be happy, what are the things I must have in my life? Like Houdini, we are striving so hard to acquire that one. I want to be happy. How I can be happy? Only if I have that one, I can be happy. The happiness, in the search of happiness, we take the hardest path, though the path is easy. We went to Satopant a couple of months back. The Satopant, we met a sadhu. He was all by himself, and shopping market, it's a mobile phone, and he was very happy, radiating peace, happiness, all by himself. The source of happiness is not dependent on how much you have, what all you have around you, the source of happiness. He showed us how to be happy. Despite having, you may have abundance or not have anything, how to be happy. Otherwise, like Houdini, struggling hard, so hard, I want to get that one, then only I will be happy. When we are striving so hard in search of happiness, we want to acquire so much, then results in suffering. Like Houdini went through suffering, the depression, anxiety, no control over the limbs, reckless, it's erratic breathing. Patanjali, he talks about dukkha dhaurmanasya angame jayatva shwasa prashwasa vikshepa sahabhuva. That comes out in search of, it is very easy, but we are striving so hard, resulting in dukkha, no happiness in life. Dukkha dhormanasya, no mental stamina. Dhormanasya, no mental stamina is there, for small things we get upset. Dukkha dhormanasya, angame ajayatva, no control over the limbs. I can't sit in one place. I am pacing here and there. I don't know how to relax. Angame jayatva, shwasa prashwasa vikshepa. Breathing is very erratic. Erratic breathing. Erratic breathing. These are the signs of all of us. In search of, we are struggling so hard to how to be happy. I want to have only, if I have only that one, I will be happy. Nothing else. It's that one, Patanjali says the parihara. What is the solution? He is talking about you are pursuing so many things in your life. Tat pratishedartham ekatattva abhyasaha. Why we are not happy? We want everything. So many things we are entertaining. Tat pratishedartham ekatattva. Have one goal. One goal, we are having a happiness in the matter. It is saying that have a single-pointed goal in your life. Then everything becomes trivial. We don't know what we want in our life. Because of that, there is no happiness. Ekatattva abhyasa. Try to have a goal in your life. Not to lead a life without any goal. And Patanjali, he talks about when you have the goal and you have to learn to deal with the society also, not to become antisocial. Patanjali talks about you should know how to deal with the society so that society won't disturb you. Or you won't get disturbed by the society. Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upekshana, Sukadukka, Punya, Apunya, Vishayanam, Bhavanartha, Chitta Prasadhanam. He talks about Maitri. Develop friendship with the positive people who gives energy to you. Not the time wasters. I am getting bored, come to cricket match, I am bored, you also can get bored. Not that one. And it says, make friendship only with the people who are a contributor. Gives energy to you and they are receptive to your energy. They want to receive your energy and you are receiving Maitri, Karuna. It's saying that you be compassionate. Wherever possible, stretch out your hand, helping hand to them. Karuna, Mudita, whatever good is happening, take part in that one. Take part in the good things happening around. Upekshana, with the negative people, yes, world is mixed of good and bad, with the critical people ridiculing you, not to get argumentative with them and ignore them and move on in your life. Chitta Prasadhanam. Patanjali talks about happiness sutra. Happiness sutra, how to lead a life. You cannot become antisocial. Antisocial, now the teachers, yoga teachers, they are in the taking the class, some people may ridicule you, not to get bogged down with their criticism. Society may ridicule you. But if you have the goal set, you are not worried about what others are telling. You know what you are doing is right. Your life is not dependent on opinions of others. When you are here, when the goal is tat pratishedartha ekatattva abhyasa, when you are focusing your life on a single-pointed goal and everything, you are not getting affected by the opinions of others. Had I followed the opinions of others, I would have stopped yoga class long time back. Many people, they used to call, come for party, come for party. That game is there, this game is there, come for party. But I could able to sustain tat ekatattva abhyasa. That type of focus should be there. Focus should be there, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna talks about the same. Suhrin mitra udasina madhvastva madhyastva dvesha bandushum sadushva pichapapeshu samabuddhir vishishyate. Yoga is samabuddhi. Samabuddhi means equanimity. Suhrin mitra, where is that suhrin, the heart, that heart is a joyful heart, and that person, one who is positive, becomes a source of attraction for all good people. Come to that person, get attracted. Good people get at suhrin mitra udasino, not keen on the ordinary things. Udasino madhyastha is a neutral. Get drawn madhyastha, people who are indifferent to him, or no opinion, or neglecting that person. This udasino madhyastha dvesha, people who are hating him, sadushva pipapeshu, good people. He is neutral. Samabuddhir vishishyate. Samabuddhi means equanimity. Equanimity means not honoring the negative person also, come and enjoy party with me, and good person also, come and enjoy. Samabuddhi means giving them due respect. The good person, yes, encourage, and due respect to the negative person means stay away from that person. That is the due respect. In the school, a teacher says, I am equal. All students are equal in my eyes. That means a teacher, if gives everyone 100 out of 100, like yesterday's yoga teacher's training. If I say everyone super good, that is not the samabuddhi. Samabuddhi means you have to give the right opinion according to their effort. That is called as, if the teacher gives everyone 100 out of 100, it is called as the teacher is partial. Then what about the people who have worked? You are partial. Samabuddhi means if the person has done good, give the due respect. If the person is not put in effort, you have to tell your opinion. That is called a samabuddhi. Samabuddhir vishishyate. Bhagavan Sri Krishna talks about how the yogi should be. Samabuddhi vishishyate. The Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, how it aligns with Bhagavad Gita, how it helps in unfolding our personality. It is talked in detail. We will explore this one further in the coming classes. Lie down on your back.